சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பேஜ் நம்பர் 14, ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 3.
கதாசிதேகாந்த உபஸ்திதம் ப்ரபும் ராமம் ரமாலாலித பாத பங்கஜம் சௌமித்ரிராசாதித சுத்த பாவனஹ பிரணம்ய பக்த்யா வினயான்விதோ ப்ரவீத்.
We are seeing the Rama Gita, the dialogue between Sri Rama and Lakshmana. When Rama asked Lakshmana to leave Sita in the forest, Lakshmana followed his brother's command, but he faced internal turmoil. In Vedantic language, we call it as samsara. Samsara means the human problem that is called sorrow comes out from Lakshmana's mind. This shows every person in his or her life, a situation comes, a painful situation, that time the samsara, that person feels the pain in his mind, the limitation, the sorrow. The cause may be different from person to person, a situation may be different from person to person, either it may be a death nearby people, or a failure in one's life, or any type of discomfort in his or her own life may cause to doubt why this life, that question arises, why this problem in my life, why I have to undergo a pain at all. Can I come out of this pain or sorrow? The question will arise. At that time, that person is called a mumukshu. Every person is seeking for moksha, freedom from sorrow. The seeking from what? Seeking freedom from sorrow. So everyone is seeking freedom from sorrow. I don't want to be sorrowful. Therefore everyone is a mumukshu. Moktum iccha mumuksha. Freedom from discomfort. Therefore in Puranas they say, if this is possible to us to come out of this problem easily, it is very simple. Many people would have not undergone a pain in their life. Many people would have not suffered in their life if it would have been very easy to come out of this sorrow. For that they say, avashyam bhavi bhavanam pratikaram bhaved yadi suppose we have a remedy, immediate remedy to come out of this problem, whenever discomfort comes, I come out of it, is it possible immediately for every person? Edi bhavet pratikaram remedy. Tadha dukkhaihi na lipyeran. Then people would have not faced this dukkham. Na lipyeran. That is not there in your shloka. I am bringing a different shloka. Tadha dukkhaihi na lipyeran. Nala Rama Yudhishthiraha. Nala Rama Yudhishthira. You might have heard Nala Charitra. The Nala is one who faced so many problems in his life. So he has to undergo that trivial situation. Of course, Rama Yudhishthira. So that shloka tells, they would have escaped from them if there is a remedy. That means what? Everyone has to undergo one's own prarabdha, whatever comes in their life. That's what the shloka tells them. Avashyam bhavi bhavanam pratikaram bhavet yadi tatha dukkhaihi na lipyeran nalarama yudhishthirah. Therefore, be ready to face this life as it comes. Remember all these stories Rama was telling to Lakshmana about these stories. Having heard all these from his brother Rama, Lakshmana, now he want to know what is the permanent remedy. What is the permanent remedy? That jignasu came from Lakshmana's mind. Vinatum iccha jignasa. For that, Rama is going to give that Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya is the permanent remedy. Atma Vidya or self-knowledge. How Lakshmana approached his brother in this shloka, third shloka, which I introduced in the last class. Kadati rekanta upasthitam prabhum ramam ramalalita padapankajam saumitri asadita shuddha bhavanah pranamya bhaktya vinayanvito abravid. Whole shloka over. Abravitana. Lakshmana asked, having done namaskara to his brother, now we can call him his guru, because he has surrendered to Lord Rama. Therefore, bhaktya pranamya. So this reminds us, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So one has to ask one's own guru, hey guru, please help me to come out of this my ignorance, that which is troubling me, disturbing me, please give me a way out, show me the way, please guide me. One has to ask. Unless we ask, guru do not know how much you are really a mumukshu. So therefore, one day or other, we have to ask our guru. Then only the teaching will work really. The teaching will work. That's why abravit. When we have to ask your guru, that also I said in the last class, I will tell you in the next class. No? When we have to ask, when guru is relaxed, having sufficient time and ready to give answer to us, that time we have to ask. When we are giving diksha and Guru is eating, you should not ask questions. Please tell me about Atma in 2 minutes. We are not supposed to ask. We have to see the condition exactly what time I have to ask. When Guru is so pleasing, you know, he is also pleasing. That's what he is telling the first line. Kadachid ekanta upasthitam. You should not ask in front of others. In front of all people, if you ask, how can Guru answer? That answer is really reasonably relevant for all people or not? So therefore Guru should not answer in front of all. Class is different, but when you ask personally when you ask your problem, Guru has to address you only. Clear? That's why we have to ask personally. Ekanta sthitam, when Guru is alone. Guru is alone. Upasthitam prabhum ramam. Lakshmana approached Rama, who is sitting alone in solitude. Rama lalita pada pankajam. Rama is one whose feet adored by Lakshmi Devi. Rama means Lakshmi. Rama is none other than Lord Narayana. So Vishnu. Sita Devi, who is Sita Devi? Lakshmi alone. In Treta Yuga, Lakshmi Devi is known as Sita Devi. So Rama means Lakshmi Devi. Rama lalita served. Lalita means served. Pressed. No? Lakshmi Devi always doing that job only. No? Here revered, we can take adored, revered. Rama lalita pada pankajam. Pankajam means, pankam means dirt, mud, muddy water. Jam means that which is born. That which is born from the muddy water is called pankajam. What is born from muddy water? Lotus. So the Rama feet is compared to lotus. Pada pankajam. Saumitri Lakshmana abravit. Shuddha bhavanaha saumitri. The Sishya's qualification is that Shuddha bhavanaha means a pure minded one. The one who has got sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. This is a shloka brings the gurupa sadhana. Approaching one's own guru. In Mundakopanishad also we saw tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva bhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. This idea conveys us, one should not study scriptures oneself. That means self study is not recommended. One has to go to Guru and study systematically. Shastragnopi Brahmanveshanam Swatantrena na kuryat. Shastragnopi, however much scholar, well learned person in Vyakarana, Mimamsa, Tarka, Jyotisham, any other science, you may be qualified. Shastra Gnopi Brahmanveshanam, inquiry into Brahman. Brahmanveshanam Swatantrena, independently, Nakurya, should not be done. Self inquiry should not be done by oneself without the guidance of a guru, however much he is a great scholar in any field. What is the reason? When Guru says itself, we are misunderstanding. Pramana sambhavana, prameya sambhavana, so many problems are, doubts are there. If we study without Guru, it is more worse because we misunderstand. There is a possibility of misunderstanding the scripture. Therefore, our Shastra always introduce Guru Shishya Samvada everywhere. This we have to remember. Note how the study of scriptures to be done with the help of a teacher. That indicates here. After this, now, next fourth shloka, Lakshmana is glorifying Rama, Guru Lakshana. What type of Guru? Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru. Lakshmana is now glorifying Lord Rama in the fourth shloka. We will read.
Saumitri Uvacha Svam Shuddha Bodho Sihi Sarva Dehinam. Atmasya Bhishosi Nirakruti Swayam. Pratiyase Jnana Drisham Mahamate. Padabja Bhrunga Hita Sangha Sanginam.
Now Lakshmana has got a apata jnanam called secondary knowledge. He might have heard through some corner somewhere that shows apata jnanam. He is describing Rama. What type of Rama? What is the nature of Rama? He is telling in this shloka, Tvam Shuddha Bodhaha Asi. O Rama, you are the pure Chaitanyam. Shuddha means pure. Bodhaha means Chaitanyam. He means indeed. Shuddha Bodhaha Asi. This is one description, number one. Number two, second description is Sarva Dehinam Atma Asi. You are the self. Atma means the self of Sarva Dehinam, of all beings. You are the self of all beings. You are of the nature of Sat Chit Ananda. You are that in every being in the form of Satchidananda. Sarvadehinam Atma. What is the nature of Atma? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Therefore, Sarvadehinam Atma Asi. This is the second description. Now, the third description, Adhishaha Asi. You are Adhishaha. Adhishaha means Deha Indriya Nam Niyamakaha. Ishaha means Niyamakaha, the controller, the ruler. Adhishaha means Antaryamitvat. You are the inner self. How you are controller, ruler of everyone? Because you are the inner self, antaryami, adhishaha, sarvajnaha. You are the all knower. You are the inner self. You are the controller. You are the ruler. You are the master. Ishahana, master, ruler, controller. Adhishaha, asi. Then fourth description. Nirakritihi Swayam. Nirakritihi means formless. Akriti means form. Nirakriti means formless. formless, swayam. By yourself you are originally formless. Rama form is only upadhi. You have taken as an avatar. That is not your real nature. Your nature is formless, nirakaram, akara rahitam. Adhishaha means another meaning, adhishtana rupena. You are the source. Adhi means adhishtana rupena. Ishate iti adhishaha. You are the substratum, you are the source. Satchit is the source of every being, everything in the creation, therefore adhishtanam you are. Even though you are formless, you are the source of everything, swayam. He Mahamati. Mahamati means he is addressing his sambodhana. Oh Mahamati, great one, Vishalamatihi. Mahamati means Vishalamatihi. You are the one Sarvajnaha ityarthaha. Mahamati. Another description. Padabdya bhringahita sanga sanginam jnanadrisham pratiyase. Padabja bhringa means your feet is compared to the lotus. Padabja means up to means water. Jam means born. That which is born in water is called abjam. Previous shloka I said pankajam. Pada pankajam. Ipa pada abjam. Beautiful description. Rama feet compared to a lotus, because lotus is that which is born in waters, abjam. So Rama's feet is like lotus. Two lotuses, okay, padabjam. Bhringa means here a bee, vandu, we call it as vandu, bhramara. Bhringa. Just as the bhringa, the bhramara, bees, goes or attracted towards that lotus, all these mahatmas, noble people, your bhaktas, devotees are attracted towards your lotus feet. Just as the bhramara is attracted to that lotus, similarly, all bhaktas are attracted to your lotus feet. Padabja bhringa sangha. They want to associate with your feet, which feet is like a lotus, just as the bhramara is attracted to the lotus feet. Not a poetic. Lakshmana is in a poetic mood now. Sangha sanginam. Jnanadrisham, wise people, Jnanadrisham, wise people are those people who are associated with the devotees. Which devotee is associated with the Lord feet? See, wise people always become wise because they are associated with devotees. Many devotees, if you are associated from childhood onwards, you will become a jnani. It is very easy. So children who are all from young age, if they are associated with the devotees, those devotees who are all associated with the feet of the Lord, that is why padabja bhringa sangha sanginam. So I have to associated with the devotees who are associated with Bhagavan's feet. That is why Bhagavat Pada, Shankara Bhagavat Pada means, why Lakshmana is giving this description, Pada Pankajam, Pada Abjam. Pada is that, it is a means, a sadhanam, to reach a place, destination. Padyate. Anena, పద్యతి అనేన ఇది పాద. ఎందుకంటే తురియ పాద విచ్ పాద టెక్స్ యూ టు తురియ పాద. పద్యతే అనేన పాదాబ్జ భృంగ ఆర్ యు కెన్ టేక్ పాదయతి ఇది పాద. పాద రిప్రజెంట్స్ ఎ మీన్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు రీచ్ ఎ గోల్. అవర్ ఫీట్ ఆల్సో సర్వ్ యాజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు రీచ్ ఎ గోల్, ఎ డెస్టినేషన్. దేర్ఫోర్ పద్యతే సాధ్యం, సాధ్యం మీన్స్ గోల్. పద్యతే సాధ్యం అనేన ఇది పాద. పాద ఇస్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు రీచ్ అవర్ గోల్. హియర్ భగవాన్స్ పాద ఇస్ ఎ మీన్స్, ఇట్ హెల్ప్స్ us టు రీచ్ అవర్ గోల్ ఇఫ్ యు సరెండర్ టు భగవాన్స్ పాద. భగవాన్స్ పాద ఎలోన్ వై వి డూ నమస్కార జనరల్లీ. భగవాన్స్ పాద ఈజ్ దాట్ భగవత్ పాద. శంకరాచార్య ఈజ్ వన్ హూ టేక్స్ us, హెల్ప్స్ us టు రీచ్ భగవాన్. దట్స్ భగవత్ పాద. ఇట్ హెల్ప్స్ us టు రీచ్ భగవాన్. లక్ష్మీ గురువుకు వీడు నమస్కార బెండింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ నమస్కార, నాట్ స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ నమస్కార. ఎట్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వై వీడు నమస్కార. పాద సర్వ్స్ యాజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు రీచ్ ద డెస్టినేషన్ మోక్ష. సో హియర్ పాద రిప్రజెంట్స్ గురు శాస్త్ర, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ శాస్త్ర. శాస్త్ర ఇస్ ఎ మీన్స్. So through that means you reach Shastra. You cannot study on your own. You have to surrender at the feet of the Guru. Which Guru has surrendered? To the Lord, his Guru or her Guru, to the Lord. That is why Padabja Bhrunga Sangha Sanghi Namna. Therefore first we have to learn how to worship the Bhaktas. Worshipping bhaktas is as good as worshipping the Lord. Bhagavata seve bhagavan seva, they say. That's why jnana drishyam, here jnana drishyam means the wise people who are all associated with bhaktas, devotees. Who are associated with devotees, you can take. Sangha Sanginam, devotees of devotees. Jnanis are devotees. Devotees of whom? Of devotees. Every Jnani is a devotee. Is it not? Every devotee may not be a Jnani. Every devotee may not be a Jnani, but every Jnani must be a devotee. Without being a devotee, he cannot become a jnani. Therefore, jnanis are those people, they are devotees, who are associated with the devotees of Lord. Which Lord? Rama, the great Lord. Just as the bees attracted to the lotus feet, these devotees are also attracted to the feet of Rama compared to lotus. Podma poetry? Okay. So therefore, Rama is such a great Mahamati. Jnana drisham pratiyase. Oh Rama, you are జ్ఞానదృశ్యాం ప్రతీయతే, యు ఆర్ సీన్ బై ద వైజ్ పీపుల్. దృశ్యా మీన్స్ దృక్ మీన్స్ ఐ, దృక్ మీన్స్ ఐ, దృక్ దృశ దృశ దృశ్యాం ద్వితీయ ఏకవచనం. ఐ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్, జ్ఞాన మీన్స్ హియర్ జ్ఞాన చక్షు, విజ్డమ్ ఐ, జ్ఞాన చక్షు, విజ్డమ్ ఐ, the eye of wisdom, Jnana Drisham, the one who has got Jnana Chakshu, they are seeing you, seen there. You are seen by them, Pratiyase. You are seen by those wise people who are associated with the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, Jnanis are the devotees of devotees. Therefore, you are Upadhi. Means first we can see as a Upadhi, we worship the Lord. With the Upadhi, a form, Lord we worship. Then we understand his formless. Shuddha Bodhaha, Adhishaha, Nirakritihi. All these you can understand later. This is what Apata Jnanam Lakshmana has got with regard to Rama. So we should have that reverence towards our Guru. When we approach our Guru, we must know what we want, where we are going, what type of Guru he is or she is. So we must have some basic, information, knowledge. That means you are very clear what you want. You are very clear where you get this, what you want. Little bit, you must be very clear. Then you approach and you ask. These are all some Viveka Jnanam is required. That is why in Sadhana Chatushtana Sampatti, Viveka is required. Basic reasoning capacity. Basic reasoning capacity. Okay. So this is about a description of Lord Rama done by Lakshmana. So next shloka we will read. Now he is surrendering to his own brother and becoming a Shishya. From 5th shloka onwards. Until now, just approaching a Guru. After approaching, now he is openly asking, why I have come to you, not listen stories further. Stories are enough for me. Now really, I am interested in Vedanta. That he is going to ask here. Shloka number 5.
Aham prapannosmi padambujam prabho. Bhavapavargam tava yogi bhavitam. Yathanjasa jnanam aparavaridhim. Sukham tarishyami tathanushadhimam.
Hey Prabhu, there he Mahamate, he said. Now he is addressing, hey Prabhu, O Lord. First, we should know how to respect the other person. When we want something, to get something from other person, you will get more and more when you respect the other person. We should know really what they have. What they have, how much knowledge they have, we should have little knowledge about their knowledge. So you do not know a great Brahmanishta Srotre Brahmanishta Guru. You do not know anything and just you approach. It is like a diamond in your hand, but you do not know it is a diamond. You look at it as a glass piece. Is it not? So you must have reasonable knowledge. The difference between a glass piece and a diamond. Ordinary stone and a diamond. This is a reasonable knowledge you must have. Similarly, we must have some Viveka. When a great Guru is in front of us, he knows or she knows, lot of knowledge is there, but we are not ready to receive that, what will happen? What will happen? We won't get anything. Guru cannot say just like that. Nowadays all these are all gone. Approaching Guru. Gurus are approaching the Shishyas. Shishyas are not approaching the Gurus. Gurus are approaching the Shishyas through internet, computers, CDs, in so many ways. But even though Gurus are available through internet or CDs or through classes, they are coming into the public, but we should not take it as granted. Even though they are coming and untiringly they are teaching us, we should not be complacent. We should not take it easy. Unless we are qualified, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is not there, however much a great guru, brahmanishtha guru also, helpless. That's why we have to make use of that guru's knowledge. When can we make use of that knowledge? When we have sufficient sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Qualified. We have to be qualified. Arhata, patrata. We must deserve that. Otherwise we cannot know the greatness of the guru. Even though guru is next to me. Like that, one person, Pujya Dayananda Swamiji, was traveling by flight. And one person was sitting next to Swamiji, almost on the thigh of Swamiji. In the flight, how much place will be there? He is sitting next to Swamiji and asking, "I want to meet Dayananda Swamiji," he said. "Can you tell me his address? I want to meet Dayananda Swamiji." Then what Swamiji has to say? "I am only Dayananda Swami." Like that, when we are with a great guru, we have no minimum discriminative knowledge. We do not know that a guru is having such a great knowledge. We have to know that. Lakshmana recognized that. Even though Rama is his own brother, Lakshmana, from him, the Shishya came out. The disciplehood should come out. Have to be a disciple. That's why he is asking, "Shadhimam, please teach me." Shadhimam. Even like Arjuna asked in Bhagavad Gita, "Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Papannam." Same like that, shloka. Okay, "I am your Shishya. I am surrendering to you. Please teach me." That humility, that humbleness, that open-mindedness should come. So, Shadhimam. He is asking, "Hey Prabho." First line is, "Hey Prabho. Yogi bhavitam tava." Second line. "Yogi bhavitam tava. Bhavapavargam padabjam." Again padabjam. Continuously coming. The reverence towards the feet of that guru is very important. Yogi bhavitam means yogi meditated by your padabjam, your lotus feet, meditated by many yogis. Yogi means ashtanga yoga practitioners, those who practice everyday meditation, dhyanam, and your feet is meditated by, they are meditated by jnanis, yogi bhavitam. Bhavitam means meditated. Bhavana means meditation. Bhavitam means meditated. Meditated by jnanis, yogis. Tava padambujam bhavapavargam. Tava padambujam yogi bhavitam. Your lotus feet is worshipped by the yogis. Contemplated by yogis. Your lotus feet upon which yogis are contemplated or meditated. Why those feet are so pious? Because bhava apavargam. Once you surrender or meditate upon the feet of the Lord, they remove your bhava. Apavarga means destroyer, eliminator. Once you surrender to the Lord's feet, the Guru's feet, that association will remove your samsara. Bhava means samsara. Janana marana samsara. Birth and death cycle. Bhava apavarga means remover. Aham prapannaha asmi. I am surrendering to you, seeking moksha. Prapannaha asmi, prapannosmi. I surrender unto your feet. I surrender unto your feet. Which feet is meditated upon by the great jnanis? Every jnani is a yogi. Every yogi is not a jnani. Every jnani is a yogi. In a disciplined. Shama, dama, uparama, viviksha, shraddha, samadhanam, disciplined. No? Without discipline, no one can become a jnani. That's why every jnani is a yogi. Every yogi need not be a jnani. If you do sirshasana every day, you are a yogi. But there is no guarantee you are a jnani. Okay. So here, yogi bhavitam means meditated by jnani is an artham. Now he is asking, so your feet is such a pious because they are meditated by great jnanis. Now I am surrendering to you, such feet I am surrendering. See, to such feet I am surrendering. Now what is your job? You have to, now he is asking, yatha aparavaridhim ajnanam anjasa sukham parishyami tatha mam anushadhi. This is the line you have to underline. These two lines are the cause for the next whole text. He is asking, yatha, just as aparavaridhim, apara means shoreless. You cannot see this end or that end. Apara, para means shore. Apara means shore. You cannot see this side or that side. For what? Varidhim. Vari means waters. Dhi means where the water is there in a reservoir like. Water. Water repository. Vari nidhiyate asmin. Where the water is plenty. That vari means a samudra. A ocean whose banks are not known. Apara varidhi in asam. What is this apara varidhi? I don't bother whether ocean is having param or not. My samsara is like a varidhi now. That's what he says. Ajnanam. My ajnanam, my self ignorance is so dense, depth is having like a ocean. Ajnanam apara varidhim. My ignorance is endless, beginningless. That much ignorance I have. Okay. Apara varidhim. Tarishyami. I want to cross over this ajnana. Samsara. Samsara is because of ajnana. Self-ignorance. I want to come out of this ignorance. Which is the cause for samsara. Bhava samsara. Bhava means samsara. Samsara sagaram bhava sagaram manara. Bhavasagaram, I want to cross. Why I am in Bhavasagaram? Ocean of ignorance. motion of samsara is because of ignorance. So remove my ignorance, samsara goes away. So ajnanam. Anjasa sukham tarishyami. Shadhi, may you teach me so that I can cross over. Tarishyami means I will cross over. How I will cross over? Sukham parishyami. Anjasa, immediately. Immediately, anjasa means immediately, soon. That urge must be there. Soon I want to get moksha. Then, Swamini, after retirement, soon anjasa tarishyami. Please teach me in such a way so that I can cross over this ignorance, which is the cause of samsara. Easily I want to cross over without any difficulty. I should not dip again and again. Sometimes, you know, when you go into the water, we don't know how to swim. And we take dip and water goes through nose, and mouth and all, and you feel so suffocated. I don't want to get that much trouble and all. So, come on, inge padichittu ella ningal sollu. I need not read any book, I just listen. Guru will take all troubles, you know. So, anjasa tarishyami, easily, sukhama, anayasena nartham, sukhama nartham, kashtam viriyamal nartham. Sukhama, anjasa, I don't want to delay also. Okay, avala arvam irukkana nartham. Anjasa, sukham, tarishyami, anayasena, aprayatnena, rumma prayatna illamale, apdi, halva saapnumadhi, tarishyami. சதாமா மனுஷாதே அந்த மாதிரி எனக்கு டீச் பண்ணணும். யதா அஞ்சசா சுகம் அஜ்ஞானம் தரிஷ்யாமி, அஜ்ஞான வாரிதிம் தரிஷ்யாமி சதா மாம்சாது. டோன்ட் கிவ் இன் எ லாங் ரூட், ஈஸி ரூட், ஸ்மூத் ரூட் யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் மீ. சதா மாம் மனுஷாது இன் சச் எ வே சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி யூ டீச் மீ அன் அர்த்தம். First you prepare properly. ஏனோ தானோன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. First you prepare well and teach me and so that's why getting a right guru is not so easy. So Lakshmana is so fortunate, lucky, in his palace itself, you know, just a 2 minutes walk, you know. He can go and study from his brother. So fortunate. We are also fortunate. Why not? Okay, we are also fortunate. So therefore, anushadhi, anu means punaha punaha. Teach again and again. Okay, teach again and again. That's why Ramagita I am teaching here. Again, this is third time. I am teaching Ramagita. Like that, punaha punaha means again and again, repeatedly, in artha. Mam shadhi, may you shas dhatu. Shas root originally to rule an artham. To rule. If you give a prefix, na, anu, if you join anu plus shas means to instruct. See the meaning totally changed. To instruct. Instruct. Shastu. Shas. Shishtam shasatu. Shadhi means லோட் மத்தியம புருஷ ஏகவச்சனம். From that alone, shishya word has come. Shasana yogyaha shishyaha. The one who is deserved to be instructed. To be instructed means he is qualified enough. The instruction can be given by the teacher. That person alone is called shishyaha. May you teach me. Next shloka, we'll read. Shrutva tha shaumitri vachokhilam tadam. Praha prapannarti hara prasannadhim. Praha
విజ్ఞానమజ్ఞానతమః ప్రశాంతయేమ్. శ్రుతి ప్రపన్నం క్షితిపాలభూషణ
అనుబంధ చతుష్టయం, దట్ ఈస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, విషయ, అధికారి, క్వాలిఫైడ్ స్టూడెంట్, ప్రయోజనం, ఆల్ ఆర్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోకాశ్రమ్ 1 to 5. సో అర్జున ఓన్లీ కమింగ్ ఇన్ మై మౌత్. ఓకే, లక్ష్మణ ఇస్ ద అధికారి, డిజర్వ్డ్. సో అధికారి మీన్స్ టీచర్ ఆల్సో మస్ట్ బి అధికారి, యు నో, టు బి క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఎనఫ్ టు టీచ్. టీచర్ ఆల్సో మస్ట్ బి అధికారి, క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఎనఫ్ టు టీచ్ శాస్త్ర. అండ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆల్సో మస్ట్ బి అధికారి విత్ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తి. The subject matter is Brahma Vidya in Adhyatma Ramayanam, where the subject matter comes. Prayojanam is what? Moksha is the prayojanam. Bhavapavargam, so the removal of samsara is the prayojanam. So now here the teaching begins from here. సంక్షేప విస్తర. ఫస్ట్ సంక్షేప మీన్స్ బ్రీఫ్లీ ఇన్ కండెన్స్డ్ ఫార్మ్ అప్ టు 10th శ్లోక రామ గివ్స్ ఏ కండెన్స్డ్ టీచింగ్. ఫ్రమ్ 7th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ అప్ టు 10th శ్లోక, దెన్ విస్తర, ఎలాబరేషన్, జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఈ సంక్షేప. ఫ్రమ్ 3rd చాప్టర్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ విస్తర. Again, 18th chapter, condensed, like that. Here also, look into the shloka. Shrutva, having heard the words of Lakshmana, Saumitri vachaha akhilam shrutva, having heard all the words, akhilam vachaha, this is very important. First, the teacher has to listen the student, whatever they say. That is why eye to eye contact. You have to hear, hear. Again, they repeat the same thing also. As though the guru do not know anything, go on listening. If you listen more and more, the shishya go on and talking. Let them talk. That's why Rama is so patient enough to listen to Lakshmana. Having heard akhilam shrutva. Akhilam means everything in artham. Just as the doctor is patient enough to listen to the patient. So you must have patience, you know, patience. That is very important qualifications for a teacher. అఖిలం శ్రుత్వా, వాట్ హి సౌమిత్రి వచః, ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మణ. యు నో సౌమిత్రి, లక్ష్మణ. సౌమిత్రి వచః శ్రుత్వా తదా, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్? ప్రపన్నార్తిహరః ప్రసన్నధీః క్షితిపాలభూషణః ప్రాహ. ప్రాహ మీన్స్ స్టార్ట్ his instruction. Who? Rama. What type of Rama? Prapannarthi haraha. Haraha means the destroyer. Destroyer of what? Arthi. Arthi means dukkham, tapatrayam. Adhidaivika, adhibautika, adhyatmika, tapam is called arthi. The pain caused by caused through the body, fever, even jaladosham, cold, some physical ailment, some problem or mental disturbance belong to adhyatmam. Adhyatma tapam, number one. Number two, adhibhautika tapam. The tapam, the pain caused by the surrounding insects, animals. Adhibhautika, caused by other insects, animals, bhutani. And third tapam is caused by the devatas, adhi daivikam. Rain or earthquake or thunder, lightning, all this supernatural. So all this put together arti. Arti haraha. The one who is the remover of our arti, of whom prapanna, the one who surrenders, prapannarti haraha. Lord is one who is the dispeller of sorrow of those people who surrender to him. Prapanna, prapanna parijataya. Like that, prapanna means the one who surrenders. Prapannanam artihi haraha. Prapannarti haraha. Prasanna dhihi, the one who is tranquil, serene, calm, prasanna. In Bhagavad Gita, prasanniva bharata, there Arjuna, Lord Krishna's face was smiling with. Here prasanna, gambhiram, very tranquil, calm, quiet mind, tranquil mind. When the patient came with so many problems, doctor should not get angry. Doctor must be tranquil, balanced, calm mind, he has to maintain. Like that, when the shishya comes with bhava, rogam, the guru, doctor, vaidyaha, must be balanced. Otherwise, the guru also having same anxiety. The samsara problem, how can he or she remove the shishya's samsara? Therefore, the guru must be free from samsara problem. Such a guru alone can remove dispeller of our ajnanam, samsara. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om.